Last night, Eversource officials held a public hearing in Lincoln on the Northern Pass project in Grafton County. And despite their new plan to bury an additional 52 miles of lines, they faced strong opposition. NHPR's Chris Jensen reports.
At the outset, I want to thank you all for being here tonight.
The hearing was one of five the state requires before Eversource can ask the Site Evaluation Committee to consider the project. It didn't go well for Eversource. Grafton County Commissioner Martha Richards vowed, quote, stubborn Yankees will continue to fight.
For the record, we three Grafton County commissioners are in strong opposition to the Northern Pass project unless it is totally buried its full length.
About three dozen residents spoke, and only two were in favor. Those against were scornful, skeptical, and dismissed promises of benefits such as jobs and tax revenue as exaggerated. Some said Northern Pass only decided to bury 52 more miles, much of it through the White Mountain National Forest, because it was unlikely they would get federal approval otherwise. Several speakers from Easton and Sugar Hill, where the lines would be buried, said they won't give up fighting for Coos County and other areas where towers are still planned. A hearing for Coos County is scheduled tonight in Whitefield. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.